This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. With the number of people who have died hovering around 10,000 in Syria and Turkey from this week's devastating earthquake, medical personnel, soldiers, and handlers with trained search dogs have been sent from around the world are arriving in both locations to help rescue survivors. The European Union has mobilized search and rescue teams to help Turkey, while the bloc's Copernicus satellite system has been activated to provide emergency mapping services. At least 19 member countries have offered assistance. The bloc's also helping neighboring Syria by funding search and rescue operations there. Meanwhile, the U.S. is coordinating immediate assistance to Turkey, and the International Committee of the Red Cross has sent enough surgical material to treat 100 people to one of the public hospitals in the Syrian city of Aleppo. Telling Republicans in Congress that they can work together and should finish the job when it comes to rebuilding the U.S. economy, U.S. President Joe Biden talked about the Chinese spy balloon during his State of the Union address. Last night.
As we made clear last week, if China threatens our sovereignty, we will act to protect our country, and we did.
Mr. Biden says Congress should act to restore abortion rights.
Congress must restore the right that was taken away in Roe v. Wade and protect Roe v. Wade.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un lauded the irresistible might of his nuclear-armed military as he visited troops with his daughter to mark the 75th founding anniversary of his army. That's according to a state media account of his visit. This is VOA.